She's, well, wow.
Wow.
Still got it.
That was incredibly interesting.
28th hour, dude. Still got it.
Wow. Yeah, sharp as a tack.
Yeah, I guess BJ Novak's going to be a big part of tonight's episode of The Office. I guess he goes back to the Scranton branch to try and bring them up on the digital age.
No, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be an hour again.
He wanted to come on today to do the 28-hour show, but then realized he wrote the episode that's going to air on the 24th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so he would rather promote his episode that he wrote. And I said, that's cool. That's don't worry about it.
I don't believe you. Continue.
I'm telling you the truth.
I don't believe you. Continue.
I'm finished.
Like Eddie said, very soon we're going to be talking to Coach Eric Taylor. One thing I want to talk to him about and say to him that's a little uncomfortable, but I think as we're saying, is that there's a big part of me thinks you probably should have stuck with Voodoo. he's a hell of a football player.
That's funny.
I realize that, he disrespected
you. What about Saracen, though, dude? Come on.
Saracen's not much of a football. A lot of heart.
He tries so hard.
Yeah, a lot of heart, but he's not much of a football player.
Come on. Give the guy a chance. Mm.
Tell you, you won't win some football games, Coach Taylor.
You don't want that kind of cancer on your team.
Coach Taylor, you won't win some football games.
No.
You figure out what to do. Because you won a lot of games doing what you're doing. Hey, Jay.
Sure.
What part of Texas are you from?
Abilene.
A little town called Conroe, right out of Houston.
Okay. Then you know, because I was telling my wife and I watch Friday Night Lights, and she thinks, well, the first few episodes we saw, she thought it was like the most ridiculous thing in the world. And so, like, yeah, right. And I was like, no, you don't understand.
Oh, no, that's it. Full on.
It's real. I mean, that's really the way.
It's a way of life, right?
Oh, it's everything.
Like, high school football is everything.
I mean, you get to miss classes. You get to do anything if you're a football player. Oh, if you're a football player, man, you rule.
That's insane. Like, you're a celebrity.
Yeah, everybody plays. I mean, you don't have a choice. I mean, everybody goes into Pee Wee football. You're playing no matter what.
Right.
You know, until everybody gets twice as big as you, and then all of a sudden they're breaking you.
Now, have you seen Friday Night Lights?
Oh, I love that show.
It's pretty good.
I thought I was the only one watching it, though.
Because
they kind of kicked it off the air, and then they brought it back on.
Me and Sky watched it last season, and we were begging Mikey, you got to watch it. And then they had that promotion.
That was a cool deal.
That with the DVD.
Right, that's why I got it.
It was like a money-back guarantee.
Yeah, they said if you didn't like it, they'd give you your money back. I thought, well, they must believe in it somehow.
And he got it, and he likes it, right?
Yeah, I really like it a lot. It's really good.
Oh, really good.
John's asleep.
No, he just woke up.
You just woke him up.
Hush, little panda, don't say a word.
Help.
Hush, little panda, don't say a word.
Daddy's going to buy you a brand new penguin bird.
Yeah. Daddy's going to buy you some bamboo.
Oh, that doesn't work.
It doesn't fit?
No.
I liked it. Bamboo.
Hey.
What?
You're just saying things now.
Should we bring the Charger girls in?
It's good to have
you
back,
Sky. Yeah, we can do the picks real quick.
Yeah, let's bring... Yeah. Let's bring the Charger girls in here.
Let's do some picks.
Oh, man, I'm going to do terrible. My brain... I should have done this before we did this stupid marathon.
Good Lord, come on.
And I lost my first week last week, guys.
No way.
Girls beat me.
I don't believe it.
I know. I was terrible, in fact.
They beat you?
Yeah, can you believe that? Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, man, Eddie. Sorry. Way to go.
Way to go,
Eddie. Oh, come on, Eddie. I'm pissing me off. Figure it out this week, buddy. Get it right.
Hi, ladies.
She need another chair.
Eddie, Ashley.
Yo.
Where's the air week? No, where's the...
In white. Front page.
In white front page. Here we go.
It's time for pigs. It's time for Eddie's pigs. The Oracle. Up against the Charger girls. Pick a win. Or maybe pick who will lose. It's time.
Now, Eddie versus the Chargers girls on The Mikey Show.
I'm so tired.
Oh, they smell so clean and fresh. I'm so, like, jealous.
Oh, I want to smell.
Ah, Boston Rob. You're ridiculous. Ladies, how are you?
Wonderful. We're good.
It looks, I mean, it...
We saw them like 20 hours
ago. I know.
Right? Aren't you sick of us yet?
I'll tell you, never. I'm so jealous. Like, you
we
guys.
Should just get on the payroll.
I am.
I can tell. Yeah. I can tell that you guys have, like, you know, washed your hair. You're all, you know, you're drinking
she's
coffee.
What's
look,
that like?
You have that
I
look.
I have 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
You have that look of somebody that's gotten some sleep.
Hey, you guys got an hour to go. Come on, hang in there.
Less
you guys
than
do.
An hour. Less than an hour.
Yeah, 54 minutes.
Wow.
And how many seconds?
Can it be sweet?
All right, ladies, are you ready?
We're ready. Eddie, are you going to be able to do this?
I got it. I'm ready.
Right, you guys are you sure?
Come on.
Well, you guys got him last week, and he was on full sleep. So, I mean, you know.
Oh,
you
what are you saying, Sky?
Somebody getting the Charge Girls picks.
Just saying the girls are awesome.
All right, ladies, are you ready? It's Eddie versus the Charger Girls in weekend football picks. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All here right. We go, Eddie.
Ladies, Arizona at St. Louis.
Arizona.
We went for Arizona, the Cardinals.
Really? Eddie,
yeah.
Who do you like?
Listen.
Okay.
I don't know.
Dude.
I'm telling you. This is the loser game of the weekend.
Yes.
I bet they're not. This is every week there's like two games they don't show in high definition.
This will be it.
This will be one of them.
This is a suck game.
Yeah.
They're even talking about benching Bulger for the game and playing some, I forget who his backup is right now. But I don't care. I'm taking St. Louis at home.
All right.
Just to spite you girls.
Eddie,
yeah.
He would.
Eddie, is it true that Matt Leinart is, like, being demoted to splitting time with Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's kind of brutal.
Kyle's on. Do you want
to? Yeah. Ladies, we're going to talk to Kyle Chandler. And you could stay. Just stay. Yeah, and we'll talk to Kyle Chandler, and then we're going to talk to you and get your football picks.
All right.
Let's see. On the phone with us right now is Coach Eric Taylor. Thank you very much.
You don't have to do that. Yeah.
It's Kyle Chandler. How are you, man?
Good morning. How are you guys? I understand you have very little sleep.
We're terrible.
That is correct.
Excellent.
We have been on the air since 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
All right. Are you dancing, too?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. You know what? They were dancing yesterday.
I can't believe it.
They did a dance-off yesterday between Ashley and Sky.
Yep.
And Sky won. She did really well.
Nice.
She worked it.
Now, Kyle Chandler plays Coach Eric Taylor on Friday Night Lights. Now, let me tell you, by the way, they've moved it now.
That's right.
It's going to be on Friday night.
Oh.
On NBC starting tomorrow night. Now, Coach.
Please, not.
Can I call you Coach?
We're really into the show.
No, but he's so good. I'm telling you, Kyle Chandler is so good. Like,
yes.
You are so good at that character, and I'll tell you how I got into this. First of all, my friends here on the show have been telling me to watch Friday Night Lights forever, and what did it for me was NBC said, if you buy the first season and you don't like it, we'll give you your money back. And I said, if they're saying that, they must really believe in this show.
I didn't know they did that.
They did.
Yeah, they had a DVD guarantee that if you weren't satisfied, that they would refund your money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, I figured the show must be pretty good if they were doing that, and I don't want my money back. I like it.
Good. I'm sending mine back. No, I'm just kidding. No, it is. It is a. You know what? And people have been asking me, aren't you frustrated that the show doesn't? You know, people aren't watching more and this and that. We've got our chance now. We've got a built-in audience on Friday nights at 9:00. And I think we'll be able to take the audience, build on it, and draw more people in. It was tough last year up against, you know, American Idol, and so that's a tough show to start a new show up against.
Yeah.
But so I think it's going to go good. I'm very excited about it, and I think all the actors are in the show, and we're real proud of it. And I don't think I've had more fun or learned more doing any work previous to this. It's been an incredible journey.
The chemistry between you and the woman that plays your wife, Connie Britton?
Connie Britton, yes.
Now, did you guys...
really get married?
Did you?
Yeah.
No, she's really spectacular. You know, we've talked about this, too. We have very similar backgrounds. She grew up half her life up north, and then she went down to Virginia. I was in Illinois. I went to Georgia. She lost a parent when she was young. I lost a parent when I was young. And our acting styles are similar in the sense that we realize we're both goofs to start with. But second of all, when we're doing the scenes together, we enjoy it so much, but we never, as an actor, you know, you can take care of the person across from you or let them hit the ground. And we have fun just dangling right before the other person hits the ground, then picking them up. So it's some people, when you're working with them, it just works. And with her, it's like that. She's just a spectacular actress, and she's a really great person. So it's even a bigger benefit there.
Did you get the opportunity to audition, sort of? Did they audition you guys together to see how you would work together before they cast you?
No, I'd never met her before. No, wow. I didn't. Pete Berg drew me into the office when I was shooting a Grey's Anatomy episode, and on the same lot he was auditioning that. Casting director said, meet him. He says, I don't want to. He's too young. And she goes, just meet him. So I went in there, and we talked for a while. Next thing I know, a month later, I'm signed on to do the show. But we had never met before that.
Kyle, how old are you?
42.
Come on.
42. I mean, because you look a lot younger than 42 on the show. I would have put you at like 35, 36. How old is the character?
42.
Really?
Perfect fit.
Now, I'll tell you, Pete Berg said that too. He goes, look, man, here's what I want you to do. He goes, what'd you do last night? And I said, well, I went out and I had like 4 hours of sleep when I met him in Westwood, one morning. And I said, I haven't slept. And we went out last night drinking wine, smoking cigars. It was my buddy's 40th birthday. He goes, the way you look right now, add 10 pounds to yourself, and I want you to keep doing what you're doing. That's the way I want you to look on the show.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because I'm the one person on the show. I never go into the makeup trailer to get makeup. I just don't do it. I shave, in the night before I go to bed, and I pretty much do my own hair on the show. So I've got that disheveled look all the time. So I love that.
Well, what I think is really special about the show is the relationship between you and your wife, your family on the show, and how real it is. It's a very real dynamic, and I've been watching the DVDs with my wife, and there was an episode where, we both kind of rewound it and watched it again, and it was such an innocuous scene. It wasn't really anything that was pivotal with the storyline or anything. It was just so real that we wanted to watch it again. It was a scene where you are trying to fix your air conditioner outside.
Yeah.
And it's busted, and she's on the phone, and you're saying to her, air conditioner's broken.
Right.
And she goes, and she's on the phone. She goes, what? And you go, the air conditioner's broken again.
Yeah.
And it was a very real dynamic that you would see in a marriage. And I said, I go, that's been me, and that's been you 100 times.
Yeah, well, there's I'm lucky in the fact I've been married 12 years now. I have 2 children. This is the first role that I've been able to bring my history of that to the role.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this was like a dam breaking down when I got a chance to do this. And, I just get to bring all the experiences to the role. And as far as Connie's concerned, she's not married, but, she figured out my part in the show pretty quick, because there's another scene, my favorite scene of the whole season last year, is when I find my daughter and my quarterback on our couch with a blanket over them, and I take the blanket off of them, and she comes out, and I tell them to leave, and she goes, what are you doing? I said, they had a blanket. And she looks across the room, and she just improvised it, and she goes, you're an idiot. That is our relationship, We love each other, and we know that the characters will never separate. But we can, because of that, we can go to the far ends and just fight and battle it out.
In fairness to your TV wife, you did tell your quarterback that he needed to go out, find a girl, and get her in the backseat of a car.
Yep.
Just happened to be your daughter that he was interested in.
Yeah, that's another thing. I love that. I love playing the idiot. And whenever Coach can be, messing up his own world without realizing it, I just love that stuff.
Kyle Chandler's on the phone. He plays Coach Eric Taylor on Friday Night Lights, which starts tomorrow night. It's second season on NBC.
So excited.
And, Kyle, are you a football fan yourself?
Yeah, I enjoy football. I can't tell you all the stats, and I don't know who's on the DL this week, but, I enjoy football.
Who's your favorite team?
Well, I grew up in Chicago, so, I always had the Bears, the Blackhawks, and the Cubs, and we moved down to Georgia, but I really never left those three teams.
When you were getting into this show and they were casting you for this show, were you aware of sort of the phenomenon of high school football in the state of Texas?
No, in the state of Texas, no. I can't say as though I did. I mean, I grew up, and then I ended up going to school down at the University of Georgia. So, I mean, you know, SEC football is a religion as it is down there. But the high school football, no. And I've been to some stadiums that are just, you know, I'm incredulous when I went to a few of these games. And the passion of the parents and the fans and this and that, and now learning about what the coaches go through and the boosters and this and that and the politics, it's absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm. Well, the acting is incredible. The storylines are incredible. The production of this show is incredible, and it really is a good show. And it's back tomorrow night. Can you give us any
preview.
Highlights
yeah,
or preview
tell us, tell us.
Or anything about what we're going to see in this first episode?
Yeah, I can tell you that there's one storyline. I don't know how it's going to play out. I don't
Did you
know
take
how
that job?
Go over with
yeah.
the audience.
Did you take that college job?
Huh?
Did you take that college job?
Oh, yeah.
Not.
My wife is pregnant, and my 16-year-old daughter's going through hormones. You think I'm going to stay around town? No, I'm out of there. I'm dumping
great.
The family and the kid and all that stuff.
Oh.
So what are we going to see? What are we going to see?
There's one storyline that there's a death. A death early on in the season.
Oh, no.
Riggins?
It better not be Riggins.
Riggins?
He's too attractive for...
No, he stays on the show. He got a haircut this year. He looks like that
Shut
kid
up.
Natives enough now.
Oh, you...
Dude,
oh,
why would you tell me something like that?
Adam
Are you trying to break my
like
heart?
Looks like Adam Rich.
I haven't slept in a long
little
time.
Little Lord Fauntleroy haircut.
Don't mess with me.
That's great. Now, our news girl, Skye...
Oh,
she's 29 years old, and she doesn't care that he's 17.
I don't even know how old he is, but just that he plays like a high school kid, I feel like a pedophile finding him like so attractive.
She does too. She comes in here and she's like, "Did you see Riggins last night?" We're like, "Take it easy, lady."
Hey, I won't tell you his age, but you don't have to feel like a pedophile.
Nice.
He's okay. Actually he's a 47-year-old man
oh,
that actor
wow.
that plays him.
One thing that nobody knows about him in real life. He is one of the funniest people you've ever met.
Really?
He's very funny.
Give me an example. Give me an example of something that he did on set.
No, it's not that. It's his humor. It's You know
oh.
some people, how they just get you?
Right.
He's got a very dry humor, and once he latches onto something, he drives it to the very end. And he's the kind of person where you're saying, stop, please, I can't breathe.
Oh, that's funny.
Good
it.
Guy, though. Great people.
That's cool. Hey, listen. Kyle Chandler, thank you for coming on the show. It's a great show, and we're looking forward to seeing it.
Fridays at 9. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Kyle.
All right, guys.
We'll see you. You seem like a really cool guy.
Yeah, nice guy.
Awesome.
Very different, by the way, than the Blondie interview. Which, during the Blondie interview, you know, we'll do some of these interviews sometimes where the person's not necessarily, you know, they're not a jerk or anything. But I can tell very early on,
yeah.
It's like, it's kind of like this. It's like, I'm going to go, hey, what's your favorite TV show? What's your favorite TV show?
Mm.
It's kind of like that, you know? Like, why do you assume I like TV?
Right.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, it was kind of one of those deals of like, there was like an element of annoyance in almost every question.
That.
We need to get that music. Dun, 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 dun,
yes,
dun,
please.
Oh, dun, don't dun, do that. Dun, no,
please,
stop
please
it.
Dun,
dun, no.
Dun, 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 dun. Come on, man.
Very comfortable.
Can I tickle him?
Oh, he's very no.
He's just a fuzzy,
he's a germaphobe. He's a germaphobe. You can lick his ear.
No.
Oh.
Oh,
I just
wow,
need to get a furry. I need to get a furry costume, and then tickle him.
Yeah, you gotta be a furry. What would you be? He's a panda and a beaver.
I would be a cat.
There you go.
Bet you would.
Not bad.
Yeah, he thinks that's okay.
Sean, you're not dreaming.
You guys want to hear how much money we've raised for Children's
yeah.
Hospital?
Duh.
Yes. Oh my God.
Come on, guy.
$17,000.
Get out of here.
Shut up. Oh my gosh.
Yay.
I just got killed.
That's
Yay.
Right.
That is so awesome.
The
wow.
P1s are the best.
P1s are the best, man. $17,790. Our goal was $15,000.
So let's try and push it to 20 before we get off the air.
Come on.
Yeah,
that would be
last
rad.
Push. Come
can
on.
We do it? Can
come
we get
on.
Up to 20
come on,
grand?
P1s.
Can we get
can
up to 20
do
grand?
It.
Come on.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
go to the radio station or go on the website. Go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com. I am so sleepy.
Dude.
Almost
there.
Something like, I don't know how many minutes because I can't do the math, but yeah, that's a good one.
Eddie?
Yo.
Atlanta at Tennessee.
Oh,
thanks.
Okay. Atlanta, Tennessee. I'm taking Tennessee.
Yeah, dude.
Right
there with you,
buddy. Yeah, we're taking him too. Tennessee.
All right.
Vince Young.
Yes.
Ladies, okay. Ladies, okay. Carolina.
Name dropper.
Carolina at New Orleans.
Carolina.
Eddie?
Even though I like
listen,
games.
New Orleans has to win a game, right?
No, not
eventually. They do. They do.
They're at home. Are you giving him your pity vote? Or?
I'm picking New Orleans. Picking Drew Brees finally going to have a good game.
All right.
I'm calling my shot.
Wow.
We disagree.
I like
them,
but I don't think they're going to win.
Yeah. Well, you guys don't know very much, so.
All right. Okay.
Oh.
We'll see.
Last week, what?
That was an anomaly.
I think I was here. I don't know.
You were barely here.
Eddie, Cleveland at New England.
yeah, maybe I'll take the Pats in that one.
Yeah,
I guess.
Think?
I don't know.
Think?
Thank God it's
choice.
Not against the spread.
Smart, ladies.
Smart decision.
We'll take the Patriots.
Of course you will.
Shut up.
Great choice. Patriots.
Go to bed.
I don't want to.
Ladies, Detroit at Washington.
Patriots.
Washington.
Shut up, Rob.
You guys got Washington. Eddie, who do you want?
I'll take Washington as well.
I think Patriots are going to win that one.
Eddie,
shut up.
Eddie, Jacksonville at Kansas City.
Even though Kansas City looked so good last week.
Please.
Get out of here with that. I'm taking Jacksonville.
There you go.
Yeah. Ladies?
Second thought.
Jacksonville.
All right, ladies, Miami at Houston.
Houston.
Eddie?
Agree. Houston.
Eddie, the Jets at the Giants.
Tough game to call.
Battle of the Meadowlands.
And that one, Battle of the Meadowlands, I'm taking the Giants.
Ooh. Oh,
ladies.
Wow.
Weird.
So do we.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Ladies, Seattle at Pittsburgh.
Our paper's just laying out here on sea.
Whenever. Mine's already in. Say this every week.
Yeah, you do.
You can still change your mind. Come on.
Look it.
Look it.
You need to help them, Eddie.
Come on, Eddie.
Who do you guys like, Seattle at Pittsburgh?
Easy.
Hold on. Where is it?
Steelers.
Well, you don't have to look it up. You could just tell me. Who do you like, Seattle?
Steelers.
You like the Steelers. Eddie?
Of course, Pittsburgh.
Okay. Eddie, Tampa at Indy.
Indianapolis.
Ladies?
Yeah,
I'm getting mad.
We took the Colts, too.
Ladies, Baltimore at San Francisco.
No.
Let him be mad.
Are you irritated?
Very much.
Yeah.
Eddie, Baltimore at San Francisco.
Oh, really? Trent Dill for a quarterback? I'll take Baltimore.
Hey,
yeah. Really? Oh, really?
Hey, Eddie.
That's yo.
San Diego.
Cranky.
Did you get your pants at the Cranky store, Eddie?
Stop it. I don't need this right now.
Don't poke the bear. Don't poke
the
bear.
I don't need it. Eddie. I don't need it. Got like a half an hour to go.
He doesn't.
We're just making it exciting for you.
No, you gotta let him be.
Mike, I don't want to pick the game.
Who do you like?
Okay, come on, Eddie.
I don't
want to.
Eddie, who do you like in San Diego at Denver?
Leave him alone.
Eddie, who do you like in the San Diego?
Let me tell you something. 3 years on that Chargers pregame show, I've never picked against the Chargers in 3 years.
Don't do it.
What's that noise?
Oh, really? How are they going to win that game, Kaylin? You tell me. How are they going to win?
They're going to.
How?
Doesn't matter.
We have fire under our
boat.
Yeah.
Where's the fire?
Well, I'm sure they're a little upset.
They weren't upset 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
Well, hey, you know what? After three, I think you got to
go. God! Okay. Fine, I'll take the Chargers.
Oh, you're taking the Chargers?
Yes.
Wow.
Don't be surprised.
I don't want to.
Ladies,
don't deserve
like
taking the Chargers.
Denver.
Of course. We support our boys.
Yeah.
Ladies, Chicago at Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Yeah, Packers.
They're 4-0.
Eddie?
We got it.
Green Bay.
Eddie, Dallas at Buffalo.
He's giving up at this
so
point.
Easy, Dallas.
It's
ladies,
so easy.
I want to pick you.
It's so easy.
You be quiet. You.
Yeah, we agree.
Dallas.
You both take Dallas?
Yeah.
You only disagree on two games.
Dang it, I don't like that.
Arizona at St. Louis and Carolina at New Orleans. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right. Best of luck to you.
And yeah, and
so
to you
we'll
as well.
Later. Yeah, testimony, and let's go.
Yeah, great. And to you as well.
Why, thank you. All righty.
Until our next dance off.
Yeah, are we going to teach you a dance next time?
Hey, man, I'm sexy. I got moves.
Eddie, you are
I do better than Zeph, I'll tell you that.
You've got the pelvic thrust.
Probably. Sorry. Poor guy.
Yeah, Zeph really took a turd on that one, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
What happened, Zeph?
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Explain yourself.
Yeah, Zeph, what happened?
Yeah, Zeph.
What hampooned?
Took a turd in front of a couple hundred people.
There you go.
How do you feel about that?
Hey, you're
a pretty man.
You're a grown man. You can do what you want.
Yeah.
What of it?
Shut your mouth.
No way. I'm done. See you later. 9:26. The 27:26 minute
show. Stop doing that thing.
Ghost, please. We're almost done.
Ghost.
Come on, you're my
Patrick
friend.
Patrick Swayze.
See? Thank you.
Cut it
I swear
out.
To God, we're friends. Thank you, Ghost.
I
he listened
don't
to me.
Mold clay
he
you.
Wanted to say goodbye. And, you know.
Wake up, Sky.
Sky.
The ghost was just here.
I don't mind.
She's used to it. It's
oh,
like the
really?
Time.
I'm the only one that doesn't mind the ghost.
I don't mind the ghost.
Well, yeah, but
we're
you
friends.
Like, yeah, you acknowledge the ghost. You interact
sure.
with the ghost. I just let the ghost chill.
Yeah.
I got no problem.
I feel a connection with it.
Yeah, that's cool.
You guys are idiots.
I think it's a him. Right? Hi. See? He was just coming back to give a little.
No, that was
yeah, he was.
Well, I
whoa,
have a,
that was.
You know.
She just got freaked out when
Mikey,
Zeph
I saw you
it.
Just blow the mic right there.
Oh, dude.
Not with the funny business.
I'm so tired.
I love the funny business.
Mikey, I swear to God, if you've been the one blowing in the mic this whole time,
I haven't.
We've been watching him.
Is that your nose? Is it your nose? Are you?
Yes, from here. I have a straw sticking from my nose to the microphone.
Strong nostrils, bro.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
They used to call him in high school.
That's right, bro. Nice.
If you're really a ghost, then do it again. Rob, you're an idiot.
She bought it for like a half a second.
Stupid.
Oh, man.
She did.
Like, I can't see you through the glass.
Who all is out in the hallway today?
Hey, you guys know
the promotion staff.
In your obnoxiously sleeveless shirt.
Yeah.
So unnecessary, by the way. Like,
face.
Yeah.
Your obnoxiously sleeveless shirt.
Like I want to see
kinda,
his pale
she's
midriest.
She's kind of right.
Whoa. Let me get all
I'm
bent out of shape out of the comments you're making towards me
I'm
and throw a hissy fit for
is.
A half hour.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're...
Oh, my God.
You're a bad word.
Shut up.
You're a dick.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Shut up. Shut up.
You can't use that line on me.
Hey, remember last year when I said happy Halloween because you look like a scarecrow? Well, guess what?
What?
It's back. You look frightening.
You look little in your little studio.
Oh,
and
man,
you're standing
man.
Up. That's the best you got right there?
Yeah, that is it.
Shut up.
I've unloaded my gun.
Can you shut them up?
Yeah,
I'm over
turn,
it.
Yeah, I gotta turn their mics off.
God.
Got to be too much.
Well.
They really are annoying.
So dumb.
And they really got annoying. Oh. Rosie O'Donnell's new book, Celebrity Detox, is still making a lot of headlines. I'm done with that. Really want to keep updated on the latest with the Danny Bonaducci thing. I got an idea. The topic jar.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's reach into the topic, Joe. Let's see. All right, you guys. We already said that one.
What
we already,
up?
We already did that one.
We did? Why is it back in the jar?
I put it back in a mistake.
Silly.
I'll never do it again. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, girls. Thanks.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The topic is, I'll never do it again. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Something that you did once that you'll never do again.
Oh, I'll tell you what I'll never do again.
The 28-hour show?
No. No. Skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
You hurt your little twinklers there.
That's right. I heard my little twinklers there.
Total twinklers.
Your little Henry Winklers.
Hey.
Well... When you're a male and you jump out of an airplane and the chute opens up, it yanks up on you and it, you know, grabs onto the boys.
How old were you when you did that?
4.
No, for real, dude.
I was 32.
So 5 years ago?
Yeah. I was 32.
Wow, you were 32 when you did that?
Yeah.
That's...
And you know what? Let me tell you about the whole experience. It was such a turd of an experience. First of all... at the time, I was going through bad relationship stuff, and so my mind all on this bad relationship stuff. It's not going anywhere near where you're thinking.
No. I'm saying, like, if that's where your mind is, what possessed you to go, hey,
it was a paid endorsement that I had, and in order to do it, I had to jump out of the airplane, which I could care less about. Like, it wasn't scary to me. And the reason it wasn't scary to me is I thought, well, I'm not going to die. Like, I'm sure I'm going to make it. They don't, like, let you do it if you're going to die.
Oh!
So anyway.
That was audio from the jump.
So I go.
Cannonball!
And it's what they call a tandem jump, okay? So
sexy.
You're strapped onto the back like a koala. You're strapped onto the back of the
Sean,
sky.
What do you think of that?
Hi, Sean.
Sean.
So you're strapped onto the back of this guy. Actually, he's strapped on your back.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever,
he's strapped
dude.
On your back.
It sounds gay either way. Go ahead.
Yeah. So on the way up there, first of all, they give you these lessons in, you know, before you go out to the airplane. They give you these stupid lessons where they, like, teach you. You're laying on the ground. And you're having to put your arms up like you're going to be when you're in the air, you know. And I'm just like, oh, boy, with this stuff. So anyway, my mind is like, yeah, whatever. Let's get in the plane. Let's go, blah, blah, blah. You know, my mind, that's what I'm thinking. Let's just do this. Because all I'm thinking about is Rebecca. Her and I were having issues at the time. And so I get in the airplane. The airplane takes off. We're going up. And the guy, the instructor guy, is like, are you nervous?
Oh.
And I'm not. I'm not. And I guess he's really used to that, to people being nervous. And I go, uh-uh. Like, I'm just so not there, uh-uh. And he goes, okay, all right. Yeah, you're not nervous, right? No, I'm not.
Usted es mudo.
So we clip into each other, and we jump out of the airplane, and the chute opens, and my testicles hurt so bad from getting yanked by this harness I'm in. Mm. And he's this guy. He's videotaping it, and he wants a very specific reaction and experience from you. He wants you, like, the only way that you're enjoying it is if you're screaming and telling him, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
And that makes him enjoy it too, right?
Right. Like, awesome. That's part of it for him. And so he needs to hear that from you.
Oh, God.
And even while we're like, and all the wind is blowing by, and I'm up there in this goofy NASA beekeeper's uniform floating up there. I'm not even, like, I don't care. I'm thinking about getting down and getting in my car and leaving and calling Rebecca. And he's like, this is great, right? Ugh. And I'm like, yeah, yes, yes. And he's like, let me hear you.
Shut up.
Oh, it was so awful.
It.
Shut up! Yes!
No, I never said that.
I would have.
Mikey Show. Hello. Oh, come on.
Oh.
Mikey Show.
Hey, I got an I'll never do it again story.
What is it?
When I was 8 years old, I had to stick my hand in a killer whale's mouth.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Eddie,
why will you never do it again?
Eddie.
Why will you never do it again?
Pretty much because it was one of the scariest moments of my life.
Yeah, but did the whale hurt you?
Oh, no. It was just
scary.
I was about 8 years old, and at the time my dad worked for Anheuser-Busch. We got this backstage tour of SeaWorld.
Are you calling from the belly of the whale?
No, I'm in the...
That was good. I like
good
that.
One.
I like that.
Zay, I'm out. That's all I got.
Yeah,
I like ending like
guy's
that.
Spent.
You guys,
your phone does have a bit of a bad connection.
Yeah.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, the phone is... Are you got me on speakerphone?
No, hang on a second. I was in...
I was in the other room vacuuming while
the... stairway of my office here.
There you go.
Is that better?
There you go. But it was just scary, too, sticking your hand in a whale's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But didn't you conquer your fear?
What? I did. They, well, my sister kind of bet me to do it because they say that it's kind of like petting a dog. It's by rubbing the whale's tongue.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And you
like petting a dog. It's the inside of its mouth. That's stupid.
Yeah, but to the whale, it's just like petting a dog.
Oh, really? You've asked him?
No, but that's what they've garnered from experience and research.
What are you talking about,
dude? SeaWorld. I'm talking about SeaWorld.
Bunch of jokers there at SeaWorld.
Yeah, you know, they've been doing an experience. Look at this big Al Kahuna. He works over SeaWorld.
He's a clown. Right? Look at that guy.
He's wearing a T-shirt right now. Guys, he's a black
trainer.
And white on.
He's the trainer.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Wait a minute. Okay, tell me, you're telling me that you train those black and whites?
No, you don't train.
He does not. Dive in with that. Okay.
Is that true?
Dude, he's going to be the first guy eaten. I'm telling you right now.
Well, he looks delicious.
Jackass.
He looks yummy.
I look delectable.
Mikey Show, hello.
I'd take a bite.
Mikey Show, hello. Hello. Oh, for goodness sake.
Go see Jay Moore.
Mikey Show, hello. Go ahead, Ashley.
Sean, I wanted me to let you know that the people from Children's Hospital are coming down in about 10 minutes, and they have a little thank you to give to us if we want to...
I got to ask you.
I don't want to cry.
Are they going to be here in 10 minutes?
Yeah. That's what Shauna said.
She says they're going to be here. Well,
are they
going to
make us cry?
I don't want to cry.
Yeah, I don't want to cry.
I don't
are they
going to
make us cry?
No,
Seth
I don't.
He is crying.
Good one, Rob. Right. Yay.
What did you say, Rob? Seth Hardy is crying.
Sing.
Back, guys.
I'm talking about.
Oh, Rob, you are stupid.
Thank you.
He could have been pushed yesterday on stage.
Oh.
He could have been pushed to it. I could tell.
It was right there.
It was right there. No. It was ours for the
day.
Hey,
we got that on video,
made it happen.
Right?
Yeah.
Ash could have made it.
I could have made it
anybody
happen. I backed off.
You backed off?
Yeah, for sure.
A little baby could have done it.
A baby.
He's a baby.
Seth, how do you respond to that?
You guys are right.
A baby.
Hey, how cool are we, though, huh?
We didn't do it.
Good job. I appreciate it.
We smelled blood. We didn't go for it.
I wanted
you guys,
to.
Good. No Ashley, I'm really proud of her for not pursuing it.
Because Ashley would have enjoyed it.
You guys,
loved
and
it.
You guys were so cool to him. Like, that's what.
Yeah, what gives?
You guys were so
that's
cool
what,
to
well,
him.
That's what.
You got to take each of your kids individually. Like, you know, you two could have handled it. This guy, you know.
Sure.
She goes, you guys were so
talented.
Cool to him. That's what. I want to know what's after that's what.
What's that's what?
Yeah, me? That's what, .. What's the ..
Oh, I was going to say, that's why I am so hard on him, because I know that if it was me, you guys would light me up. And so I feel like he should get the same treatment.
The difference is that, you know, he's only been doing it a very tiny amount of time. He's just getting started.
I don't give a rip. It was a simple routine. We practiced every single day. And we offered to teach him, help him practice with him.
I don't give a rip.
See, he doesn't care. And then that's what irritates me.
He does care. We know he cares. He does.
He ran his ass off.
He was running around. He was doing stuff. He cares.
He did a good job.
He's going to make mistakes. You got to give some latitude for mistakes.
Yes.
You know, listen to it. She hates it. She said, yeah, whatever.
No,
there should never
right.
be a mistake
Fine.
Ever on his part.
Yeah.
He's just a young man trying to make his way in the world. Mikey Show.
Hey, Mike, this is B1 Haydick.
What's up, man?
I just wanted to say if pictures are going to be on the internet of Ashley and Sky doing a dance-off.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're actually already up.
Is
it's
the
just
video?
The video that's not up yet, right? Okay. And when can people expect that? I've been getting emails.
Over the next week. If you go to YouTube and type in Gay Top Gun, that's Gary Skip by Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said if you go to YouTube, you type in Gay Top Gun, you see this thing that he says is directed by Quentin Tarantino where it's like Top Gun recut, and it's with like a gay, you know, kind of like they recut
awesome.
It like it's a gay love story.
Must have been really hard to do.
Have you ever seen this thing I'm talking about?
They just the original.
It's pretty funny. It's
sounds
pretty
funny.
Yeah, and all they had to do is just use the, you know, use the movie.
cut out all the frivolous airplane shots.
Exactly.
Trailer.
Mikey Show.
Hey, this is P1 Goose.
What's up?
Hey,
Speaking of.
Boston Rob was earlier, he was asking about, like, if he knew where a drive-in movie theater was.
No, No, remember you asked me about the drive-in.
Yeah,
what
I mean,
my
as I remember it, it was just something like.
And now, Boston Rob's take on
drive-in movie theaters, and then he said, "Yeah, it would take my lady."
Yeah, they're a great place to go. You can't find any anymore, and you know, you could sneak people in.
No, it's Capital Drive-In off the 101, bro.
Well, there's one.
I'm going there right after the show.
Santee.
I'm leaving here. I'm going straight there. I'm going to catch the twofer at noon.
Thank you.
Are you going to see Crimson Tide in, like, and Friday the 13th, part 8?
Yeah.
Nice.
Both of those.
It's a good feature.
It is. Nice. I'm going by myself.
That's cool.
I got some people that I would like to thank.
That's crazy.
Some people that we would like to thank for helping to make this 28-hour show what it is. I would like to thank, from our engineering department, Ron Fu.
Ron Fu to the rescue.
Yeah. Also like to thank Trevor and Kevin. They did a incredible job, man, getting stuff set up for us outside yesterday. It was really amazing what they did.
Yeah.
And it is definitely worth mentioning that they really they brought it, man. Costa, I want to thank B-Dub. I want to thank Mark Priceman, who ran the board for us. I want to thank our market manager, Bob Bollinger. I want to thank Brad Samuel. I want to thank Terry. I want to thank Shauna. Shauna is the best program director there is. She's the best program director in the country on a rock station, and she's a pregnant woman. What do you think of that?
Hear, hear.
That's right.
She is, man. She's the best PD, and I'll tell you why. She doesn't get in the way, and she lets people that are good do their thing. And that's really awesome. She's just a really good at her job.
Awesome!
I want to thank Vito from Promotions, Jenny from Promotions. I want to thank Matt from Promotions, Suzanne from Promotions, Nick from Promotions, Omar, who ran around and did a bunch of stuff from Promotions, Smashley, who, I'm telling you, man, she was a triathlete. She was a triathlete, and I've said this before, and I'm not blowing smoke. I'd say this if he was out of town. Jay's the best promotion director in the country.
Unreal.
Hands down, bar none. No better.
Like, if someone were to say to me, hey, do you expect your promotions director to stay up with you and by your side for the full 28 hours? I'd be like, that would never happen.
He's,
no promotion director would ever do
psychotic.
That.
Yeah.
That is like
what makes
so
him
impressive.
Amazing. He's awesome.
So
well,
impressive.
But not only did he stay up with us, he built the most amazing stages and put together, you know, the guy does some elaborate stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I can't thank him.
All at the age of 14.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
How do you do it?
It's amazing. Also,
got a work permit.
Also, the people here on the show, Zeth ran his little tail off.
He's still doing it.
He did.
He's still running around. Getting stuff, putting stuff together. B-Rob, I mean, that guy made me laugh.
Oh, hey, the overnights. Now we know. That's his spot.
That's his gig.
You get him in the middle of the night, the guy is
hysterical.
Really
that's
funny.
So good.
That's when he comes out, he flourishes, and he talks into a microphone.
It's a genius.
Wow. Also, Ashley, who had a lot of work to do during this 28-hour show and did it. She just flat out did a lot of work during this 28-hour show.
Couldn't do the show without her.
A lot of editing. A lot of putting things together behind the scenes, a lot of making sure that I had everything in front of me. She did a great job with it, and I appreciate it.
Don't cry.
I'm good right now.
No, no, don't do it.
I'm good right now, guys.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, Ash. Eddie, don't look at her face. It'll make you laugh. Eddie.
There we go.
Just move on, Mikey.
Start the waterworks.
Move on, Mikey.
I want to thank Sean for coming out here from the Bay Area.
Shawnee, oh boy.
That's right. Shawnee, oh boy, came out here from the Bay Area.
Yeah, loafers, panda, beavers.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Slews.
Oh, my God.
Come on, give me some Shants over here.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper hair.
Leave them alone.
Sound effects.
That's right. Our sound effects guy, Sean.
Shawnee, oh boy. He's the best.
I would like to thank Sky for some amazing on-air moments.
Let's
oh, my God.
Can we give her a hand?
Sky,
one
you,
last one.
Sky won the dance competition.
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
And,
awesome.
Shocking.
And she was awesome, and her mother calling in,
okay,
and the stuff with her mom, all and right, just...
What happened with her mom?
Shut your mouth, Rob.
Everything that
mouth
went down
shut
with Sky.
Mouth.
Sky, you did a lot, and a lot of people don't know this about Sky, but before we do the 28-hour show, we have a series of meetings. And I can't tell you how many amazingly cool and awesome ideas Sky comes up with. She's a great idea person, man.
Thank
and
you.
She had
That's
a lot of cool ones for this.
Very nice.
And the best producer in the country,
wow,
bar none, is Eddie Papani.
Yes.
Wow. He put this thing together. And
Stand ovation.
We put this sucker together.
Eddie.
Producer of the year.
I'd stand if I wouldn't fall down and throw up.
He's
Stop
the
it.
Man.
Eddie
Stop
did a great
it.
Job
Speech.
Throughout this entire thing.
Speech,
not only
Eddie.
Planning it, but scheduling it and doing an incredible job on the air with some of the most hilarious lines that made me want to throw up during the 28-hour show
yes.
of laughter. And just all around doing every single aspect of this thing that you can possibly imagine. I mean, basically everybody that I've mentioned and said thank you to so far, Eddie has had to have his hand in some of that at one point or another in putting this thing together. And so, dude, thank you very much for all the work
man.
That you did. And but most of all, thank you to the P1s who yes. came out here, supported us, all the P1s that have been listening to us the entire time, and the P1s that have been doing what we've asked you to, which is donating money to Children's Hospital,
yes.
getting that tally up.
Yeah.
Last time I left it, we were at $17,000.
Wow.
We'd love to have it be $20,000 before we leave. MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com is the web address, and you can also come down here and give it.
I'd just like to say, by far, this was the funnest 28-hour show
yeah.
we have ever done.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mikey, you killed it as always, dude. You're the leader of the ship.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you do it. I mean, you talk the entire time.
George
you did
Takei.
The funniest
George
thing
Takei.
I've ever... I've
yeah.
known you for 25 years. That was the hardest I've ever laughed at anything you ever did. Today. That was hysterical.
Brilliant.
Great job.
Thank you, man. Thank you. We got the folks from
awesome.
From Children's coming in here right now. Let's get them over to the microphone. Let's get you guys over to the microphone right over here. And thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it. We're coming into the... This is it. I'm gonna give my testimony here in a couple of minutes, and we're going to wrap it up and try to get some sleep, but... Want to say thank you to the folks at Children's Hospital. Let's get you guys all.
We just got a real quick donation of $1,000.
Whoa!
Right amazing.
Nice. That's amazing.
Nice.
That's amazing,
what?
Man. That's amazing. What's your name? I mean, wait. Rob.
Oh,
Rob.
Can you help?
Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness sake.
Sorry, they get all weird.
This thing turn on. There we go.
Okay.
Much better. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Carol Damon Shear from Rady Children's Hospital.
That's great. I'm glad to have you here, and I'm so glad that we were able to be a part of this thing.
Well, we are just honored that you would choose us for your 28-hour kind of mini radiothon, I guess. It's
mm-hmm.
just been a wonderful 28 hours. I actually was listening this morning about 10 minutes to 9, and I heard that wonderful montage. And I mean, I've been doing this at Children's Hospital, raising money for almost 12 years, and I just got goosebumps up and down my arms. And I actually missed my exit and just kept driving. It just was so moving and touching. And, mm-hmm. and then I heard Bob come on and share his story, and it's just incredible. And there's hundreds of thousands of stories just like Bob's, and what you're doing is really helping all those families that are there in the hospital today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad we were able to help. And, you know, our P1s came through like you wouldn't believe. You know, we put the call out there and said, guys, please go to the website, come in here and donate, and they really have. And you know, I'm really glad that we were able to help out in any way. So.
Well, the Mikey Show listeners have always been awesome, as we know from past radiothons and things. They are true fans and supporters of you and certainly of all of our families. I know there's probably about 200 kids right now with their families in the hospital that we're taking care of that can't be going to school today and be with their families, and so... I know they would wish that they could be here with me to thank you for all that you've done. It's really incredible.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you what, I've said this so many times during the course of this broadcast, but I have a 12-month-old son now. He just turned a year old in September. And, you just when you're a parent, it means it's even more to you knowing that Children's Hospital is there for you if you ever need them. And it's just been an incredible, incredible experience. And so I want to say thank you and for letting us be a part of this. It's really been great.
Well, thank you, and thank all of your listeners. And I'm glad we could be here to help you celebrate the finale.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have saved somebody that I wanted to personally thank on the air and kind of take a moment to let people know what this guy does, because not only is he the person that was behind putting those incredibly moving montages together, but this guy is responsible for so much of the sound of what we do on the Mikey Show. And
he's kind of the unspoken member of the show.
He really is. Definitely. He really is. Absolutely. Like, I've told him that before. Of like, I really consider Flounder kind of a member of the show.
It's funny, man.
Because of the stuff that he does and the stuff that he has in terms of input. And I think that we have a really good working relationship with him, and we're getting to a point where we kind of get each other really well. And so, Flounder, thank you so much, dude. You're just a great guy,
for
and
sure.
And the stuff you put together great is job, just man. Amazing, bro. Sure. So thank you, very much. We have a new total.
What
we have a new total right before we're signing off the air. Over $21,000.
Awesome.
Over $21,000. That's great. That is great.
Love
That's
it.
So cool.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, well, there you go. $21,000, and the total will keep rising. And let's take a couple of phone calls, and we're going to get on out of here and try to get some sleep.
Oh, yeah.
The 2007 28-hour show is coming to a close.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Come on!
It's such
what
a trip,
good
man. Every
it
time we get to the end
show,
of it,
good time.
It's such a trip to go, wow. And Eddie, I agree with you. This is my favorite 28-hour show we've ever done.
Such a breeze,
no like, real big fights.
Uh-uh.
You know,
no
we
fights.
All got along. We all had a great time.
There was no fights.
We laughed nonstop.
We did.
Laughed nonstop. I mean, it was a blast, guys. I mean, I had a good time.
It's very cool. Take some phone calls. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, Mikey. How's it going?
Good, man.
I got a legitimate question for Sean.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, when he dresses up like a panda, are there panda calls that he uses to attract others to his location?
It's a really good question.
Oh,
Sean,
legitimate.
Do you ever use panda calls?
Sean's not having
He's looking at us blankly and doesn't. Yeah, it's just a blank stare.
It's an unspoken call.
It's an unspoken. Okay. It's an unspoken
Everybody's
call.
Everybody's got to lay off, Sean.
Shawnee, are you in there?
You're the only one making jokes over
Rob,
there.
You're the
I think
worst
we should
of them
all lay off, okay?
Oh,
Mikey
really?
Show, hello.
Yeah.
Call it.
Hey, I was just wondering if I could be accepted into the P1 Hall of Fame.
If you could be accepted into the P1 Hall of Fame?
Yeah, P1 Hydroponics. I was there for like 12 hours yesterday with P1 Quimby, P1 Chris, P1 Turtle.
There you go, dude. You're officially a Hall of Famer.
Thank you, Mikey.
You got it, bro. I think he's called in earlier wanting to get on and ask that, right?
Yeah.
So he's really been wanting.
The panda's out there with a thank you sign.
The panda's out with another sign?
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Are there pictures of the panda all over the website?
Love you, panda.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Sean, you say bye or you gonna meet up later?
Sean,
I don't know what you do in your own time. Why are you mad at me for?
That was a legitimate question,
listen,
Eddie.
Eddie, it doesn't matter. He's, you know, he's an adult.
I think they're going to P.F. Chang's for lunch.
Oh.
My P.F. Chang's.
What?
At Bamboo Shoots? Mikey Show,
hey,
hello.
Hey, lay off, Sean. Right?
Yeah,
Mikey.
Yeah. No problem.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah. Mikey?
Yes.
Hey, I just want to say you guys are doing a great job, and you guys rock, man.
Well, thank you very much, bro. I appreciate that.
I mean, you guys do an awesome job. My son passed away 3 years ago, and what you guys do for Children's Hospital, you guys are just awesome.
Well, thank you very much, bro. I'm sorry for that loss, and I can't even imagine what that would be like.
Yeah, I just, you know, my heart goes out to Children's Hospital. You guys do a great job, and you are truly an inspiration, Mikey, to me.
Thank you, dude.
I mean, you're just awesome, and, you know.
Thank you, brother.
I'm just speechless, but you guys are doing a great job, man.
I appreciate it, dude. We're going to go home and get some sleep, all right?
Yeah, get some sleep, Mikey.
All right, man. Every Friday when we wrap up the show, I give you my testimony. And basically what that is I tell you a little bit about what life used to be like for me and what it's like now and why that happened for me. And it's a pretty... it's a pretty interesting story. You know, I, when I was 5 years old, I remember that I used to have these bad dreams, and I remember thinking to myself of about Jesus, but I didn't know what he was. I didn't know what Jesus was all about, and I was able to go back to sleep and not have bad dreams anymore. And through a very long process between the time that I was five and the time that I was about 33, I went through a lot of different seasons with that. Some seasons were good, some seasons were bad, but for the most part, in my late 20s, I was pretty godless, and I had gotten to the point where I was morally bankrupt. But not only was I morally bankrupt, I was also addicted to alcohol, and I was very sad, very lonely, and I was definitely one of those let's close the drapes type of guy, because I didn't want anybody to know what was going on in my life. And I tell you this story because I know that there are people listening right now that are affected by the same things, because I've met you. And so I don't know what your specific issue is today, but I know that it could be that you have an addiction to some sort of drug or alcohol or gambling, or that you may have, God forbid, lost a child, lost a parent, lost a girlfriend, or a boyfriend, or a husband, or a wife. You're going through a divorce. You're going through some sort of situation with money where you don't have any money and you don't feel like you're going to get any anytime soon. And you feel hopeless. Hopelessness is the worst feeling in the world, where you feel like nobody understands what you're going through except for you. And as I'm saying it, you may be sitting in some apartment right now and it's all dark in there. And I know, because I used to live in one. I did it. And you feel like you got to buy a sack of dope later today or something like that because you're all bummed out. Well, that's why I do this on at the end of the show, at the end of the week, because that used to be me. But there was this day where I asked Jesus Christ to come into my life and everything changed. And today I got great friends. To me, it's not a surprise that we all got along pretty well over this 28-hour show. I feel blessed. I feel blessed to have every one of these people in my life. Every one of them. I consider them best friends and members of my family. Everybody on this show is more than just a friend to me. They're a member of my family. And I love all of them. And I'm blessed with that, because there was a time where everything that was going on in my life separated me from them. And we didn't hang out. So I'm real fortunate to have a wife and a kid and all that stuff today. So we play this song at the end of the show and at the end of the week. And it's from a band called Third Day. And the song is called Tunnel, and it's about hope. Guys, it's 9:59.
Oh, my God.
I have chills all over me.
And 29 seconds right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to cry.
We're just about to 10 o'clock. And when we get to 10 o'clock, it will be exactly 28 straight hours on the air. We rarely do that, guys. We rarely do that. We usually wrap it up about 10 minutes early. You know, we got to get in that break. Missy's up next. Tomorrow is going to be the best of the 28-hour show.
And Saturday.
Yeah. And Saturday.
Got good stuff.
We got
stuff.
So much stuff,
got
you guys.
Got good stuff lined up.
It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about!
Yeah. That's right, guys. You
come on,
did a
Eddie.
Great job!
Yeah!
We will see you again on Monday morning. Have a great weekend and a safe weekend. 28-hour show is wrapped up. We'll see you again on Monday morning. Late.
I won't pretend to know what you're thinking. And I can't begin to know what you're going through. And I won't deny the pain that you're feeling. Try and give a little hope to you. Just remember what I told you. There's so much you're living for. There's a light at the end of this tunnel. There's a light at the end of this tunnel.
your disappointments and sorrows, and you ought to share the